Hello and welcome to another one of Dr. Jane's 10-Minute Positive Mental Health Podcasts. Now, today I wanted to talk about something that it's kind of something that a lot of people can recognise in themselves and maybe in other people, but certainly in themselves, being a people pleaser. It's something that an awful lot of us can relate to, that agreeing with everybody, being available for everybody, feeling responsible for others, apologising even if you haven't done anything wrong, finding it difficult to say no, all these things, you know, just terrified of making anybody upset, because if anybody's upset with you, that means you may be disapproved of. And being disapproved of is something that people pleasers find really hard to accept. Now, I'm going to talk to you about a lady I saw called Rebecca. She came along because her husband had asked her to come along. There was nothing hugely wrong, but he wanted her. He recognised that she was finding it difficult to have a voice, not within their relationship. Bit of background, he had been married before. His first wife had had affairs, gone off with other people. And he and Rebecca, they had a really good relationship. And I think one of the reasons that kind of they got together in the first place, that he was quite keen to have somebody that wasn't even going to think about going off with anybody else. And she was quite keen to have somebody that was quite, I don't want to say authoritative in a nasty way, but somebody that was going to be secure, because she'd come from quite an insecure background. There, you know, there was no level of abuse or anything, but just she just described just from her background that she just didn't get much attention. She had an older sister who had a few disabilities, and she took up a lot of her parents' time. And she'd always been the good girl. You know, she'd been her sister's companion, play companion when she needed to be, when they were older. You know, it was just, there was this sense of she'd always been the good girl. And as she grew up, this was her role that she kind of found for herself and found comfortable in. And she'd gone into very caring roles. She was a nanny for a very long time. So when she met this guy, it was almost a kind of a natural fit. She felt that she was giving him something that he hadn't got from his first wife, because his first wife had gone off with somebody else. So she felt that that was a constant kind of line of approval from him. But if things were just tiny little things would go wrong, such as there was an incident where they'd gone out shopping, they'd arranged to meet at a certain time at a certain place, but just as the nature of these things, they'd mixed it up. But he didn't, you know, he didn't mind. It wasn't an issue. He understood this sort of things happened. But because she felt that she'd inconvenienced him or something had gone wrong, that there was that sense of disapproval from him, which there certainly wasn't, it was crushing to her, because that's part of being a people pleaser. You want approval from others because it gives you your sense of self, your sense of who you are. Fear of rejection, that's another people pleasing trait, that you're absolutely terrified that you're not going to be the person that other people want you to be, and you're a fraud, you shouldn't be where you are. You know, she used to say, I don't understand why I'm with this really nice guy in this lovely house, you know, living a really good life. She didn't actually kind of feel, and that's a confidence thing, of course, because her confidence came from the approval of others. So when she then thought that they weren't approving, manufacturing situations such as the meeting at the shopping centre, she then used to, you know, then her confidence would take a real dive. And then to counter that, she would then go out of her way to people please even more. One of the things that is typical of people pleasers is that you agree with everybody rather than have the conflict or offend them or anything. She'd agree with them. So whatever her husband said he wanted her to do, regardless, you know, and he wasn't dictatorial. He'd be asking her about things, you know, if where they were going to go on holiday or anything. She could never come up with a decision. So he would say, oh, let's go to wherever. And of course, she'd just agree to go, even if she didn't particularly want to go there. If people get cross or angry with them, so hence they're just always looking for not necessarily approval, but they're certainly going out of the way to be not disapproved of. So things like Rebecca would, she'd do anything to avoid anything type of conflict. One of the other things about people pleasing, she would be, you feel responsible for about how the people feel. And if you think about her situation, her formative experiences, yes, very much she used to feel responsible about, she felt guilty about her sister being disabled and she wasn't. But then she also felt responsible for her. Was she having a good time? Was everything okay with her? So there's this huge responsibility about how she felt. Now, one of the things that that her husband had asked her to come along and to kind of seek a little bit of help about was because Rebecca found it hugely difficult to say no to his sister, her sister-in-law, who would make huge demands on Rebecca. And even though he would try and step in from time to time, the sister-in-law was quite manipulative and she'd kind of get to Rebecca before she kind of went through her husband. And then Rebecca had agreed to babysit, to do all sorts of things for this sister-in-law. Her husband's sister wasn't a particularly nice character and used to, I think, have fun in tormenting Rebecca a little bit as well, but she could never say no to her. So if she said, right, you know, we're going to go off to the cinema or we're going to do this and you need to come around and babysit, even if it wasn't convenient for Rebecca to do so, she used to do that because she just couldn't stand the conflict of this sister-in-law saying to her, okay, what, getting her to explain why she couldn't do it. She had the perfect right not to do it, but she just couldn't take the conflict of not doing that. So she ended up used to being at everybody's, or felt that she was at everybody's beck and call. So it was one of the things that he was really keen that she should find her own voice. So she came and we talked about what was going on and why she was a people pleaser. And we looked at some of the benefits of being a people pleaser. And one of the major benefits is because you are depending on approval from others, such as the sister-in-law, it's the disapproval that you can't tolerate if they are disappointed in you or they're cross at you or they're angry at you because you're not doing what they want you to do. But it was just that little snip of self-confidence that Rebecca used to get when her sister-in-law used to say things like, oh, you're the only person that can look after the children properly, or you're the only person that, you know, there was one occasion where she was cleaning her fridge out and she'd said, oh, you were the only person that can do this really right. Yeah, bizarre. It had got that bad that she was finding things for her to do that she didn't want to do herself or employ somebody else to do. Rebecca was going around there doing things for free because it was pleasing for Rebecca to be a people pleaser for her sister-in-law. But it got skewed, as you can possibly tell. It got completely skewed. Another people-pleasing thing is you fear rejection, you fear loneliness. And one of the things, again, that the sister-in-law used to capitalise on with Rebecca was that she would talk about how her predecessor, her husband's first wife, hadn't been anything like her and had been complete opposite. So there was this kind of putting Rebecca in the super marvellous category and the ex in, because obviously the ex wasn't as accommodating to the sister-in-law. So again, there was that fear that was kind of being engendered that if you didn't do this for me, then this may potentially happen. It wasn't going to happen. She had a good relationship. Rebecca had a good relationship with her husband. So what people need to do if you do think that you are a people pleaser and people are taking advantage of you, you have to acknowledge it. You have to think about why it is you may go out of your way to please people. If it costs you, it might cost you time, it might cost you finances, it might cost you all sorts of things. But why do you go out of your way to please others? Is it part of what's gone on for you? Is it part of your, in inverted commas, training that that's how you should be, the good boy or the good girl? When people ask you to do things, you have to always, always, always ask yourself, is this right for me? Is this convenient for me? And some of the times it might genuinely be okay. Yeah, sure, I'm not doing anything on Saturday night. I'm happy to come around and babysit. But actually, I'm not going to change my plans for going out, which Rebecca had done on many, many occasions to accommodate her sister-in-law. I'm not going to change my plans. And you have to ask yourself this all the time. Is this right for me? And if you say to the person, I'll have to let you know, I'll come back to you on that, and they don't accept it because they're used to you pleasing them and getting their approval, then that's wrong. That's the thing that you have to change. And a straightforward no is what comes out there. You have to balance your needs. You have to balance your needs in relation to others. I'm imagining, you know, I'm holding a set of scales here. And your needs are on the left and other people's needs, and I'd say others as in everybody's needs, are on the right. And if your needs are right down at the bottom and other people's needs are so high, then that's wrong. And all you're doing is you're not necessarily swapping it so your needs are above everybody else's. What you're doing is you are just balancing. That's what you're aiming to do. That's healthy. That's healthy thinking. That's healthy behaviour. Explore why. Think about why you need the approval of others and then get it elsewhere. Get those boosts of confidence somewhere else in your life, through other healthy relationships, through social interactions, through sport, through work, through creativity, anything. But get that sense of approval and learn to approve of yourself. If you do anything at all, then just take a step back and just think about how well that you've done something and give yourself a pat, literally a metaphorical pat on the back or an actual physical pat on the back for doing something so well. And then you won't be seeking the approval of others who are kind of want to potentially manipulate the situation. You won't be always seeking the approval of others. You will be approving of yourself. And this sounds something that almost sounds impossible to do, but believe me, if you start doing it in tiny little increments, you will be able to do it. So I hope this has been useful for you. There are plenty of, if you feel free to subscribe because there's lots of podcasts coming up, but also if you look at drjane.co.uk/podcasts, you'll have the whole library of previous podcasts. You know, there's quite a few there and they cover all sorts of topics. If you like what you hear, then yeah, feel free to subscribe and I will speak to you again very, very soon.